Just last Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos told senators they had to make tough choices and decisions around the budget priorities when defending proposed cuts to the Special Olympics. Later on that day, President Trump implied the cuts wouldn't happen. Kearns says he sees these kind of cuts talked about at all levels of government.
It reminds me a little bit of when the governor cut, was going to close the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center, and Senator Galvin and myself fought 5 years in a row working with the disability community to save it. And in the end, you know, not only is it going to be saved, but that facility was the number one rated facility in the state.
Kern says even with the American Disability Act passing in 1990, one challenge the disability community faces consistently is inclusion.
They should be part of the community, and whether it's transportation, whether it's employment, whether it's recreation, they deserve equal access. That is the law. That is the law. And whether it's recreation, participating in something to give them goals to work towards, that's an important thing.
The proposed cuts to the Special Olympics would total close to $17.5 million. Currently, New York Senator Chuck Schumer is pushing to increase funding by $2.5 million. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.